We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting where the new faces of farming and ranching for the USFRA were announced. And with me is one of those faces who also has a voice, and his name is Jay Hill. Jay, tell me about yourself.
Well, I grew up in southern New Mexico. I am the son of a first-generation New Mexican farmer. And my story is kind of unique in the fact that we started with 20 acres. And my world started in a sandbox watching a custom operator farm our farm. We've grown that now into 500 to 700 acres. And we're diversified, be it pinto beans to beef cattle, green, red, chili, lettuce, corn, alfalfa. It's been neat to see how agriculture has changed my life. Being the youngest of five siblings, I'm the only one that decided to stay on the farm. And it has been a wild ride. There's been some days that I thought, you know, I should have stepped out and gone and been a lawyer or a doctor. But I feel now that this is the most rewarding position I could ever have in my life.
So second generation, right?
Second generation. My father grew up in eastern Tennessee, and I grew up on a tobacco farm. And moved to the West to play football in college. And as he says, he never made enough money to get back to Tennessee. And so that's where he bought his first 20 acres. And since then, I've taken that and grown it into the 700 we have today.
Farming in the Southeast is a lot different than farming in the Southwest.
You know, that is an understatement. You know, where they get rain that falls from the sky, which I've heard of, we don't see much of. To using wells and really utilizing our natural resources it's been a challenge for him, and for me it's been fun growing up and learning how to conserve our natural resources.
Well, and that's a very important topic and something that needs to be addressed with the public. And so why did you want to be one of the faces of farming for USFRA?
As we started marketing our produce, as we started getting bigger and I started marketing it, I noticed that a lot of people did not know where, you know, I would say, well, I was sending a load from New Mexico to New York City. And people wouldn't understand, you know, you send produce from here to there. Why don't you send it to Albuquerque just up the road? And so I started talking to different consumers and just listening to what they had to say. And I found out about USFRA and the fact they're trying to make a difference in the general public's life and bridging the gap between our farm and their fork. And so I'm excited at the opportunity, and that's really what made me want to do this.
What do you think is going to happen in the year ahead?
I don't have that crystal ball. I hope that over the next year that we are able to make a difference in the ag community and help break some of the stigmatisms that we've had and really, as I've said before, bridge the gap between our farm and your fork.
All right, here at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.